ब्रह्मभूतात्युर्वाय
ओम नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण ओ ग्लोरियस टू द महाकीर्तन्स ऑफ Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, one of the most inspiring kirtans. I remember reading last night on the sign, on the notice board, where Srila Prabhupada said that Melbourne ceased to be Melbourne and here became Vrindavan, and in this place, it's truly that. So maybe I'll just say a little bit about me for the people who don't know me and who I am. My name is Dhira Shankar, and I'm a disciple of His Holiness Jananda Goswami. And I'm from Tasmania. And here has been, we don't have a temple in Tasmania. We have, I started doing Sunday feasts a few years ago there. And we have a whole Sunday feast and home programs. And we're collecting for a temple. And I was only thinking before that 30 years ago, when I was 17, I first came to this temple from Tasmania. I'd been given a Back to Godhead magazine in a health food shop, and I didn't know anything about the devotees, and I didn't know anything about Srila Prabhupada, and I didn't know anything about Krishna or the philosophy. But 2 days later I got on a plane and came to Melbourne, and I was upstairs in the prasadam room, which was the brahmachari ashram, and there were all these fired up brahmacharis saying, "Shave up and don't go back." And I went back because I was scared and I didn't know anything about it. But somehow, through Krishna's mercy, he got hold of me. So today's reading is from Srimad Bhagavatam, into 11, chapter 3, slokas 27 and 28. Shravanam Kirtanam Dayanam
Shravanam Kirtanam Dayanam
Hariya Bhuta Kamanam
Hariya Bhuta Kamanam
Janma kama gunanam cha
Janma kama gunanam cha
Tarape kila chesitam
Tarape kila
chesitam Ishtam dakam tapo japtam
Ishtam dakam tapo japtam
Vritam yakchatmanapriyam
Vritam yakchatmanapriyam
Dharan Sutan Grihan Pranam
Dharan Sutan Grihan Pranam
Yatharasmai Nivedanam
Yatharasmai Nivedanam
Dhyanam and meditation. Hare of the Supreme Lord Hari. Adbhuta Kamana, whose activities are wonderful. Janma, of his incarnation. Karma, pastimes. Gunanam, transcendental qualities. Cha and Tatape, for his sake. Akila, all. Cheshtitam, endeavours. Ishtam, whatever worship one performs. Datam, whatever charity. Tapa, penance. Japtam, whatever. Whatever mantras one chants. Ritam, pious activities performed. Yatra, also. Atmana, to oneself. Priyam, dear. Dharan, wife. Sutan, sons. Grihan, home. Pranan, vital air. Yat, which. Parasmai, unto the Supreme. Nivedanam, offering. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. One should hear, glorify and meditate upon the wonderful transcendental activities of the Lord. One should specifically become absorbed in the appearance, activities, qualities and holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus inspired, one should perform all of one's daily activities as an offering to the Lord. One should perform sacrifice, charity and penance exclusively for the Lord's satisfaction. Similarly, one should chant only those mantras which glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all one's religious activities should be performed as an offering to the Lord. Whatever one finds pleasing or enjoyable, he should immediately offer to the Supreme Lord. And even his wife, children, home and very life there, he should offer at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9.27, Lord Krishna has ordered, Yad Karashi Yad Asnai Si Yad Yuho Si Dadasi Yad Yad Tapasya Si Kuntiya Tat Kurushva Mad Upanam. Son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, and all austerities that you perform shall be done as an offering unto me. Srila Prabhupada has commented on this verse as follows. Thus, it is the duty of everyone to mould his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work for maintenance of body and soul together. And Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live. Therefore, he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic ceremonies. Therefore, Krishna recommends, do it for me. And this is called archanam. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra around his beads, he is surely the greatest yogi, as substantiated by the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So here, of course, we have linked all the circumstances of daily life. And Prabhupada is saying, link it to Krishna, link it to God. Our eating, our work, our service, all of it should be linked to God, because we have to do it anyway. So we might as well place God at the centre. Prabhupada then goes on. Srila Hiridayananda Goswami goes on. Many persons who become attracted to the devotional service of Krishna are bewildered by the material possessions, reputations or skills they have accumulated by their previous material activities. Many persons who become attracted to the devotional service of Krishna are bewildered by the material possessions, reputation or skills they have accumulated by their previous material activities. I mean, I think if you're like me, maybe you have a little more insight after some time of practicing Krishna consciousness. But the anarthas remain, the anarthas keep coming. Whether we're young or whether we're old, we have the propensity to be bewildered. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, these two verses indicate that all such material opulences accumulated by one's previous karma should be used as an offering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's fame, education, wealth and so on should be used to carry out the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes envious materialists ask, why should one waste one's wealth and education in the Lord's service when such things could be better used to gratify the temporary material body? Actually, however, whatever we possess, including this body, is ultimately the property of the Supreme Lord, who is the creator, maintainer and annihilator of all existence. Therefore, one should be blessed by dovetailing one's so-called opulences in the devotional service of the Lord. Otherwise, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mithya Sava Haras Cham, the Supreme Lord will appear before us at the time of death as Mithyu, death personified, and violently take away all our possessions. Therefore, such possessions should be peacefully offered to the lotus feet of the Lord while we are still living and able to enjoy the pious results of such an offering. So Krishna even gives us the capacity to use what we have, to use our resources, to use our wealth, to use our skills for his service, and to get the pious results of such an offering. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, tapa, austerity, means that one should observe vows such as Ekadasi Vrata, in which one fasts from grains and beans twice a month. The word japtam refers to chanting the holy name of the Lord, such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has further pointed out that one can offer one's wife, children and home to the Lord by converting one's family into devotees of the Supreme Lord. Rather than becoming artificially puffed up in the pursuit of the so-called status symbols, One's family should be trained to understand that they are eternal servants of the Supreme Lord. So again, here we have a choice. We can be Griha Maidis or we can be Grihasthas. We can observe tapasya in marriage, or we can be a slave to our senses, or to our family senses, or to material whims. So we can actually offer to the Lord those that we love, those that we are related to, and we can seek to make them servants of the Lord. Of course, for a parent, Srila Prabhupada, you know, said that, you know, our children are our deities, and so the responsibility of for parents is very significant, a very big spiritual responsibility. And when the entire family becomes dedicated to the Lord's service, a very beautiful situation is created. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed out that if a human being is not initiated into the process of Bhagavad Dharma, he must depend upon the uncertain knowledge derived from his gross material senses. So of course that is the situation of the majority of humanity. The majority of the people of Melbourne, the majority of people everywhere, that they depend on their gross senses to tell them everything. Whether they're happy, whether they're sad, whether they're right, whether they're wrong. And there's so much material suffering as a result of it. You know, really the economic crisis that the world is in at the moment really is a response to people being servants of material nature. You know, the I have, I want, I must have mentality, where God is absent. Indifferent to the sublime descriptions of the Lord's eternal appearances, pastimes and innumerable transcendental qualities, the faithless materialist wanders about on the platform of mundane enjoyment. But if one can understand the reality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is described in authorized Vedic literature, then one should accept the order of Tridanda Sannyas, or at least one should practice restraint of the body, mind and words, and thus become self-controlled and fixed in the Absolute Truth. So perhaps many of us will never be ready for sannyas. But certainly, we're enjoined to practice tapasya, restraint of body, restraint of mind and words, and to become self-controlled and fixed in Krishna consciousness. And of course the biggest weapon that Krishna gives us, you know, in this battle is his holy name, Shravanam Kirtanam. You know, we have the holy name. We just have to realize it. You know, one of the great blessings for me when I come here from Tasmania is the opportunity to chant japa with a temple room full of enthusiasts for the holy name. If you're a grihastha and you're living at home and you may not live near the temple and you have a morning program at home, the character of it is very different when you're chanting by yourself or perhaps with your family, but often by yourself. So the holy name is, you know, is our greatest transformer in getting us to the point of restraint, because it cleanses the dust from our being. Then all of one's desires, all the charity he gives, and his penances and chanting of mantras, in other words, his entire personality, his home, his children, his wife, and his very life's air become heartfelt offerings to the Supreme Lord. So who amongst us can claim that we have done that? That we've offered our very life's air to the Supreme Lord? So I, for one, have a long way to go. But that's the kind of giving that's enjoined upon us to do. His entire personality, who can claim that their entire personality is given to Krishna? Is Prabhu. Jai. There are fingers pointing at you, Prabhu. So most of us haven't, you know. We haven't come anywhere near having our whole persona given over to Krishna's service. You know, often we are full of excuses. Oh, it's too hard, I've got too much to do, I've got service to do. My family are in the way, my family require this, my work requires that. So many things. But really that's where we need to be headed towards. That's the kind of renunciation and commitment to the Supreme that Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas have. His entire personality, his home, his children, his wife and his very life air become heartfelt offerings to the Supreme Lord. Of course, sometimes these things can be impediments. Even Srila Prabhupada's family could not fully embrace Krishna consciousness. You know, the famous tea or me. What do you want, tea or me? I remember I was watching a DVD of, you know, that lovely DVD, The Simple Temple. Who's seen it? Yeah, about the beautiful temple of Chaupati. And there's a scene in it where, you know, where a brahmachari is at a, I think he's at a university giving class. Yeah, and he challenges them, you know, where in Shastra does it say you can have tea or coffee? I think he says China or something. You know, so you know, we have a pretty clear examples in the Acharyas of that level of renunciation. And of course we may think, well, you know, it's just too hard. It's too hard in this life. Maybe next life it'll be better. Maybe next life I'll go back home. But in reality we should be hungry to give that level of giving to the Supreme Lord. If we look at, you know, the devotees that have sacrificed so much for Srila Prabhupada's movement, you know, I think of like devotees in Russia who, you know, went to prison and psychiatric hospitals, and some of them lost their lives because of their commitment to Krishna. Those people gave their lives. They gave their personalities to the Lord. So it's possible. So, you know, for me, I see a lot of hope in this purport and in this sloka. Because I may not be that person that's his personality or very life air is 100%, 100% given over to the Supreme Lord. But herein, you know, is guidance that gives us hope that we can do this. So if we can't be absorbed in the appearance, activities, quality and pastimes of the Lord 24/7, then we can at least seek to guard our daily activities to the Supreme Lord. You know, if we're a grihastha, we can do some service, we can give money in charity to brahmanas and to the temple. We can give prasadam to those that don't believe and don't know. There are lots of ways that we can dovetail to find ways to get that remembrance. Because that's what this is really about. Getting the remembrance of the Supreme Lord into our lives so that we ultimately offer everything to the Lord. When a living entity constantly hears the authorized descriptions of the Supreme Lord and dovetails all of his activities in the Lord's service, avoiding other activities, he is considered to be fixed on the platform of Bhagavad Dharma. So this is how we get fixed up, by dovetailing our activities, by turning our thoughts to the Lord, and by using the process of Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada has given us to get to that point of giving our very life air to Him. And on one level, you know, it seems and sounds so simple. Four regulative principles. They all sound pretty simple. What's so hard about them? Chant 16 rounds. But as we all know, you know, there's rounds and there's rounds. There's rounds that we do for... that are just getting them done. And then there are those, you know, brief moments where our rounds are really sweet. And where our taste for the holy name is really there and it's really strong, and we remember. Sure, everyone here has had those moments where you think, "Wow, I really felt Krishna and His name in this." Very different to just saying, "Oh, thank God, I've got 16 rounds done. That's it." You know, Prabhupada said, you know, I think he said to J. Stilson Judah once, you know, the university professor that was very favourable to Srila Prabhupada in the early 70s. He said, "See my devotees, you know, practically they're chanting 24 hours a day." Certainly that was the mood around Srila Prabhupada, that enthusiasm. So it's always nice when you have a kirtan like today's that motivates you to chant the holy names in such a way. So I guess no one's saying that this process of dovetailing one's wife, children, home, material life, and making it mesh with Krishna consciousness is necessarily easy, but we have to realise that, you know, the tools are there. You know, one benefit that I guess I have in my spiritual life is that when I come to this place, I never take it for granted, because I'm not here all the time. So for me to be at the lotus feet of Radha Vallabha is a very special blessing. So for those of you that this is your home, this is your town, this is your temple, you know, I would say, please, you know, take shelter of the lotus feet of Radha Vallabha. So all these things are given to us, you know, in spiritual life to make us have that remembrance. Coming before the deity, chanting japa, reading shastra, associating with the devotees, offering service. All these take us from that self-absorbed material state. And maybe we won't necessarily take sannyas, as the purport says. One should accept the order of Tridanda sannyas. But at least one should practice restraint of the body, mind and words. And so we have, you know, these wonderful gifts. The gift of these deities, the gift of this temple, the gift of the love of devotees, the opportunity to serve each other. These are very, very precious things. And these are what help us get to that point of remembrance. You know, the report noted that meditation, you know, is very popular in this age, but it's not practical. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra around his beads, he is surely the greatest yogi. So perhaps we can ask, well, why is meditation so popular when it's actually not easy? I don't know if anyone's tried to sit and meditate and still the breath and do all that, but you know, there's a process to it. It's not easy. Chanting Hare Krishna is immeasurably easier. So why, you know, why do more people not take to it? Certainly people don't think of, you know, the onset of death and what that means to them in losing their human body. So why don't more people take to the chanting of the Maha Mantra? In reality, they're puffed up in the pursuit of so-called status symbols. So for some, meditation is a status symbol. Or this notion, you know, the biggest notion in the whole Western world, practically speaking, the whole material world, is this notion about us being, you know, at the top of the tree. So the servanthood that comes with being a Hare Krishna is hard for many people to take to. You know, das anudas, servant of the servant, that's our disposition. And if we do that, we have that servanthood, then many blessings will come our way. So with our families, with our loved ones, with the devotees around us, that spirit of servanthood is what helps facilitate making people Krishna consciousness. And the report says when the entire family becomes dedicated to the Lord's service, a very beautiful situation is created. So that's in our family, that's in our society, that's in our world. This capacity to make a beautiful situation. Of course, the spirit with which one undertakes training needs to be the spirit of love. You know, maitri, compassion. So, you know, the devotees are the most compassionate because they're giving the holy name. They're giving Krishna prasad. And they're giving the absolute truth in the form of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Now our temptation can be, though, to be filled with pride at this. Or to think, oh well, I'm there now. I've made it now. Now we need to remember the spirit of Srila Prabhupada, who had so many impediments, especially in the early days. Many offensive people, you know, druggies, people that were not renounced, that weren't, didn't have this tapasya yet. But Prabhupada, you know, recognized that in every jiva is the capacity, every jiva has that capacity to have that level of giving, that spark of love of God. You know, my favourite story is the story of Prabhupada and the drunken bum that came into the program at 26 Second Avenue. And he was drunk and no doubt smelling boozy and a bit out of control, but he came in, as you know, with a roll of toilet paper. And he goes and sits it in front of the altar and then bows and walks out. And the devotees, you know, some of them are horrified, like, you know, what's this moochy drunk man, moochy toilet roll? But Prabhupada said, see, you know, even this man, even this fallen man has got some propensity to give and to love. So we need to recognize that in every living being, every living entity has that potential, just as we have that potential. And so, you know, observing tapasya, the tapasya of spiritual life, following the four regulative principles, seeking to chant 16 quality rounds, these are the beginnings of the basis for us to then give ourselves in not just in deed, but in with our heart and our spirit to the Supreme Lord. Then all of one's desires, all the charity he gives and his penances and chanting of mantras, in other words, his entire personality, his home, his children and his wife and very life here become heartfelt offerings to the Supreme Lord. So this should be the prayer of each of us today, that we seek to have this spirit of surrender and giving. Thank you very much. Has anyone got any comments or questions? realizations.
I was just going to ask you a question. Do you think we should open a lock in Tasmania?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
I think so too. Well, down there, we came down to New Mile.
I know, and I missed you when you were there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to call you, but couldn't get a hold of you. But, we found people very receptive down there, and it's a nice place for staying Christian purposes.
Yeah, my Guru Maharaj, you know, comes to Tasmania usually twice a year, and yeah, it's true. You know, people are not fry, if you like. You know, they're kind of open.
Pretty simple.
Simple and open, and yeah, very nice mood. You know, I was thinking a little to the, you know, wonderful scores this morning, you know, Crossways, 420 people. And my first thought when I heard that was, wow, how many could we get every day in Hobart? Could we do, you know, could we do 150? Could we do 200? Maybe 150. So, yeah. But, you know, it's very nice for us in Tasmania that Aniruddha Prabhu provides us, you know, with shelter and instruction and, you know, he's coming down, I think, in December to spend some time with us. So, you know, we see ourselves there, I guess, as a bit of a satellite of Radhavallabha's beautiful temple.
We're planning on coming down every few months.
Yeah, so if anyone's planning like to come down for a marathon or anything, you know, we can certainly give accommodation to people and, you know, and help with that. So, devotees are always welcome. So, thank you, Hari Bol.